evening, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you.
Concert series, and it's a pleasure to be here with you folks tonight. And we hope we'll do something that you'll enjoy before the night's out. I know one person there had a wish list for the set list, but we'll hopefully get some of those before the night's out. And we'll let you know who everybody is as we go along here. The sixth member of the Lonesome River Band, the guy that we call every time we need somebody to help us out. There was some scheduling conflicts, and Brandon Rickman wasn't able to be with us this weekend. So our regular mandolin player is playing guitar, and we got this guy doing a bunch of great singing and playing. Make welcome, if you would, Mr. Ashby Frank on the mandolin. Tonight for the first time ever in the Lonesome River Band. He's been in the band about a year and a half now, and one of the most talented people I've ever had the opportunity to work with, singing wise and playing wise. He comes to you from the great metropolis of Strunk, Kentucky. How many of you folks know where Strunk, Kentucky is? That's about what I figured. It is about 2 miles north of the Tennessee border. Just about dead center of the state. You look it up on a map sometime, there is a place called Strunk, Kentucky. And this gentleman hails there, one of 9 people that lives in the great metropolis of Strunk. Make a welcome, if you would, Mr. Randy Jones. And we're gonna have him sing a song about a little enterprise that goes on over in the mountains where I'm from. And where he's from. And East Tennessee, Western North Carolina, North Georgia, anywhere you find hillbillies, you find moonshiners. And y'all know what moonshine is up here. Oh, we got some people shaking their head going, yeah, we've heard of it. But that's what this is all about. It's about a gentleman that gets caught, but he has things covered. If you listen to the words real close, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's called Jack Up the Jail. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Coming to you over on the base from great state of Tennessee, just south of Knoxville, Tennessee. Seymour is the name of the town. He's one of the finest upright bass players you will hear anywhere. Great harmony singer and a great guy to go along with it. Rides the bus real well. Make welcome, if you will, Mr. Barry Reed over there on the bass. And on the fiddle, coming to you from the great state of Missouri, now living in Albemarle, North Carolina. This gentleman's one of the true veterans of the bluegrass industry and actually started his career way back when with a great singer by the name of George Jones. And then, yeah, you can get George again. He's on his farewell tour this year. And then he went down to Texas and worked with another great singer by the name of Mo Bandy. Then he decided he wanted to make some money, so he came over to bluegrass. How'd that work out for you, buddy? We're glad you did. He's worked with the Bluegrass Cardinals, Dole Austin and Quicksilver, and helped start a great group called The Third Time Out. It's an honor and a privilege to get to share the stage with this guy. Make welcome Mr. Mike Hartgrove. Back here running sound for you, he comes from Marion, Virginia. He's a great musician and can play anything up here on the stage pretty much, but great engineer as well. Another guy's a lot of fun to travel with. That's Mr. Keith McKinnon back here running sound for you. And over at your record table, our bus driver and sales guy, that's Mr. Kevin Love over there from Bristol, Tennessee. Tell them all about me, pal.
I will there. This gentleman over here has been a member of the Lonesome River Band for 22 years. Before just a few months ago, he was four-time International Bluegrass Music Association's Banjo Player of the Year. But this year, we're proud to announce he's now the five-time winner and your current Banjo Player of the Year. Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass. Make him welcome if you would. That's Mr. Sammy Sheely.
Here's old train song for you.
Fireball.
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, this is the 30th anniversary of the Lonesome River Band. And we've been hard at work in the studio this year, cutting a bunch of CDs. We've actually done three CDs called Chronology, Volume 1, 2, and 3. And Volume 1 was songs from the first decade of the band before any of us were in the band. And then Volume 2 was from the second decade of the band after I joined. And then Volume 3 was a fan's choice that we did on our website. And we have those for sale over here. Three CDs for $25. You can't beat that anywhere. So y'all come by and visit with us. We're going to do one that was on Volume 3, I do believe. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think. It's hard to remember when you do three in 1 year. But this was written by Tim Stafford of Blue Highway and Dan Tominski, a former member of the band. And it's one of them happy, sad songs. If it can be there. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Ernest T. Grass here, too. Thank you so much. Again, fans of old time music up here. Yeah. I really call them banjos and old time fiddles. I grew up about 30 miles east of a city over in western Virginia by the name of Galax. And Galax, Virginia is well known among the musicians for having the old time fiddlers commission. World's oldest, what was it, 80 years, 78 years maybe, something like that this year. And a bunch of great musicians show up there every year, and I've been going there ever since I was 4 years old, and that's been a long time. And I learned a tune several years ago that I did on a solo project back around 1997-98, and we kind of rehashed it for a project a couple of years ago with the band, and features Mike Hartgrove on this on the old cross tuning fiddle. We call it sawmill tuning back home, and a little different, but it's an old timey tune from Carroll County, Virginia. It's called A Pretty Little Girl. One, two, three, four. Well, like I said, we've been working on a bunch of CDs this year, and we put out Chronology Volume 1, and we had all the radio people tell us that, well, we've heard all those songs, so we're not going to play them. That made us feel real good. So we went out, and Brandon Rickman wrote a song on our way to Alaska a few years ago, and I guess something to do with the dark nights up there, he decided to write this tune. But anyway, we put this on Volume 2 and released it as a single, and they're still not playing it. Now they're playing the songs from Volume 1, and we have Volume 3 out already. So you can't figure them out, but we love this tune a bunch, and it's kind of, there's a lot of songs we do that are the story of a bluegrass musician's life, and this is another one of those. It's called I Barely Beat the Daylight In.
Shadows of a lover's moon so bright. Oh, I'm
hearts to break.
Please stay out of the way of the people that are trying to buy something. Everybody will be happy. This tune here is an old Reno and Smiley tune that the band cut back in 1994. And, was you going to say something?
No.
Oh.
I was just getting ready.
You just sized it up. Huh?
It's a huddle.
We've cut it in 1994 and re-recorded on the Fans' Choice record. And it's a fun little tune called Long Gone. We'll see y'all in a few minutes. One, two, three.
This is what you wanted, baby, so I'm gone.